Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He has this thing about living in a basement. People can't do that.
They did not lose their insurance. Unless they chose, they wanted to go to something else.
Who built the cages,
let's talk about what
who
we're
built
talking
the cages,
about.
Let's Joe.
Talk. He says to them about the poor boys.
You sense that we have to give 10% to the big men. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
There's a reason why he's bringing up all this.
The American people are going to side with President Trump.
I would have liked to have been able to moderate that debate.
Yeah. There he is, Chris Wallace. He's a little bitter.
We knew that was coming.
You mean because she did a better job last night?
She did a great job.
She did.
Yeah, she did a better job. I'm not going to give her too much credit. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. The post-debate, we're all a little slap-happy because we didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I don't know about you, but I was up late. I was on the radio here with Tony and Tim and Chris.
And now you're just bragging, name-dropping.
I'm trying to name-drop. At least they got me on early so I could then crawl in bed and get up 4 hours later to come in here.
Perfect. I went straight to bed. You texted me at about 10. I didn't see it till about 2:30 when I woke up.
I don't blame you. I would have crawled in bed. I would have been watching it in bed had I not had to do radio right afterwards. But anyway,
I thought
Donald Trump won. I know that's not breaking news. I thought he did what he needed to do. It was a more serious discussion on topics. Kristen Welker ran interference for Joe Biden. She cut the president off more often than she cut off Joe Biden.
That's true. Yeah.
And the only person interrupting anybody last night with his little snickering and laughs was Joe Biden when Donald Trump was trying to speak. I never heard Donald Trump do that even once to Joe Biden. And I didn't get up out of my chair for the entire debate. I didn't miss a minute of it. So I'm just saying.
No, he was on his best behavior. And
yeah,
I thought it was insanely good look on him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was exactly what he needed to do.
The only thing, a couple things I missed out of that debate last night was the name Tony Bobulinski. Never came up. I don't know why. I mean, he talked about the story, but he didn't talk about the guy sitting in the front row of the audience. What the president needed to do was say, Mr. Vice President, do you know Tony Bobulinski, who's sitting out here in the audience tonight? See what Biden says. He couldn't,
he didn't answer any other questions.
He wouldn't answer. He might not have answered
it.
But he needed to ask that question. I don't know why. I don't know if he just forgot.
I think he kind of did without saying the guy's name. He still did it.
He brought it up.
Yeah. A couple times.
Kristen Welker asked about it, didn't she?
She skirted the issue.
But she asked about the issue, which was more than some would have done.
Yeah.
More than a lot would have done.
As many trials as I've covered as a reporter, a good prosecutor doesn't need you to always admit guilt. But what they need you to do is acknowledge that you know the person sitting at the table over there, right? They need you to acknowledge, do you recognize the person sitting at that table? Yes, I do, or no, I don't. If it's yes, what's that individual's name? Because it proves that you know that individual. What Tony Bobulinski said yesterday was damning to the Biden family. And he wasn't some low-level mailroom operator in this Chinese enterprise. He was the chief financial officer. He had personal meetings with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden. He knew what the Biden family was doing. Making that connection, forcing Joe Biden to acknowledge that he knew Tony Bobulinski just would have lent more credibility to the guy's claims yesterday. That's what I would like to have seen him do. I was disappointed that he didn't. So,
were you happy with anything about the debate?
I thought the president was calm. I thought he did a good job bringing up what he did for African Americans. I thought he handled that very well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he the glaring thing missing from all of this was foreign policy, which is what this debate was supposed to be about. The president did bring up the what he had done with NATO, and it was completely skimmed over the fact that he brought together these peace accords.
True.
Why was Kristen Welker not interested in that, but ask him about poor people who live on fence lines near power plants? Who the hell cares?
I thought he did a good job with that. I thought he did a good job of saying, here's what I charged China, and here's how it helped the American people, like as opposed to what Biden has not done for years. I thought he landed some zingers in there.
He did, yeah. And I don't think, again, now that anyone expected it to, it didn't change anybody's mind.
Mm-mm.
No one left that debate going, oh, okay. And they've already admitted the fact that there's less undecided voters, whatever the polls mean. So there wasn't too many minds to change, mm-hmm. but it didn't change anyone's mind.
I don't know if I completely agree with that. And I want to talk about that this morning a little bit. I think maybe if it didn't change minds.
You don't agree with the polls?
No, if it didn't change minds, I think that Donald Trump gave some people what the cover they needed.
Well, I don't disagree with that. But those people were probably voting for him anyway, just weren't going to admit it.
Say it. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I know some people that claimed they might not because of the first debate performance. What happened last night
might have
changed that.
From both debates. Mm-hmm. So if you really think that because he was behaved or whatever you want to say about last night, he's still that other guy too. He's both.
I can't explain the numbskull behavior of some people, and that's not a comment on the president, but the people who say, well, I want to vote for him, but he just keeps kicking me every time I want to do it. And then last night he didn't. So what's your excuse now? That's the question I want to ask some folks who still want to show some reluctance to recognize the fact that you have to look past the two individuals to what they would do. And overwhelmingly, even in these polls on CNN where they're claiming that Biden won, overwhelmingly they think Donald Trump would do a better job with the economy, foreign affairs, right down the line. And I don't know how those people walk into a voting booth and pull the lever for Joe Biden, who's said, given us the same answers he's given us for 47 years. Let me get to a break, and we'll get to your phone calls as well. 314-241-9797.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's not coyotes didn't bring them over. Their parents were with them. They got separated from their parents. And it makes us a laughingstock and violates every notion of who we are as a nation.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
Kristen, they did it. We changed the policy.
Your response
they
to that?
They did it. We changed.
Did not.
They built the cages. Who built the cages,
let's,
Joe?
Let's talk about what
who
we're
built
talking
the cages,
about.
Joe.
Let's talk about what we're talking about.
Let's talk about what we're talking about. Who built the cages, Joe?
Sounds like that's what you were talking about, sir.
Thank you. Remember the mainstream media showed all those pictures of the cages as if Donald Trump had built them, but didn't mention the fact that at least one of the pictures was from 2015. 2016, when Joe Biden and Barack Obama were still in charge. I thought the president won on the who built the cages question. I don't think he won on the separated children question. And that was a very biased question by NBC and Kristen Welker. It was a very unfair question. There's a reason families were separated at the border. The Democrats. That wasn't President Trump's idea. The Democrats went to court and sued and said, if you arrest people coming across the border, you are not allowed to put the kids in a jail with adults. It was an effort, a backdoor effort to stop people from being arrested for breaking into our country out of fear that you had nowhere to put the kids. So the Trump administration said, okay, we'll follow the law. We'll put the parents over here and we'll put the kids over here. The only reason parents and children were separated was because the Democrats went to court and made it so. If not, the children would have been housed with their parents while the parents were waiting for a decision on asylum or requesting, permission to enter the country. That's the only reason. The president should have explained that. Instead, he said, well, you know, we haven't found all their parents yet, but the kids are being very well taken care of. That's not a good answer, right? A lot of those kids were brought in. We know this is a fact. My friends from the Federation for American Immigration Reform can get on this show and tell you, as they have many, many, many times. A lot of these kids were sent here with adults who were not their parents as cover to get people into this country. The fact that...
Well, Joe ignoring that and saying that that's not true...
I know.
...wasn't good on his end either. But the truth was somewhere in between.
But the president just did not do a good job pointing that out. That's an important piece of information. The American
Joe
public...
missed it.
Right. But the American public needed to understand that. Donald Trump didn't create this problem. It's awful that people are... We're forcing people to seek asylum in other countries. That's not how we've done it for all these years. Well, no, because we were doing it wrong. International law says if you're seeking asylum, you have to seek asylum in the first safe country you come to. Well, guess what? If you're from Guatemala, that's Mexico. That means Mexico's not allowed to funnel tens of thousands of people th- thousands of miles through their own country on trains till they get to the U.S. border and dump them on our social service system. That's what that means. The president should have explained that. There were several key areas last night where he got a little distracted and he didn't do a good job explaining why things are as they are. It was a perfect line, who built the cages, Joe? But it needed one more bit of explanation. These kids were separated because of Democrats, not because of my policies. And you know what? If my kid is being held in a foreign country, I'm doing everything I can to reunite myself with that child. Where the hell are the parents? Where the hell are the parents? What kind of parents would do something like that? That's the question that needed to be asked last night. I thought the president whiffed on that, to be honest with you. He needed to drive that point home. I will get to some of your phone calls. I got David here on line one. A few more lines open. 314-241-9797. 866-455-9797. We're back in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
No more, no new fracking. And by the way, on the Recovery Act, I was able to make sure we invested $90 billion in making sure we brought down the price of solar and wind that is lower than the price of coal. That's why not another new coal plant will be built.
Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
There you have it. Wanted you to hear that out of Joe Biden's own mouth. Repeatedly during the primary, he said he would end fracking. Last night, he tried to lie about it and say he only meant that on federal lands. Well, no, he didn't. Do you think the coal miners and the people in the industry in Pennsylvania are stupid, Joe? They know that you're lying about this to get elected. But you let the cat out of the bag last night. Because you told the American people you will end the use of fossil fuels. That's your goal. The president made a very good point. You know, Joe, there you go again. How are you going to move freight in this country? How do you keep from strangling the economy in this country if you shut down the use of fossil fuels? Explain it, Joe. Tell the people what you mean. Explain to us the technology that's out there that allows you to strap a solar panel to the roof of your car or your tractor trailer and drive it across America delivering goods. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. You can wish for something all day long, right? But that doesn't make it so. It's like Solyndra. I wish the president had brought up Solyndra last night. The Obama administration wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, propping up a company called Solyndra that claimed to have some new technology that was going to revolutionize solar energy and allow you to store energy and power and all that. Went belly up, went bankrupt. The technology is not there. And this fool is going to end internal combustion engines. He's going to end fracking. He's going to end coal-burning power plants, even though they don't want to build any new nuclear power plants. He needed to explain some of that last night. Kristen Welker didn't follow up on any of it. So before we give her credit for seeming to have her crap together, there were big gaps in her questioning last night. Did you hear her ask even once, Mr. Vice President, the American people want to know, would you stack the Supreme Court?
Oh, that was a glaring misstep on her part, wasn't it?
Not even once.
Yeah. Great point.
Didn't ask that question even once. When Joe Biden said, well, it's going to cost money to include a public option in my health care plan, $750 billion. I'm the moderator. I'm like, Mr. Vice President, let me follow up on that. How in the hell do you plan to pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
We're $22 trillion in debt. How do you plan to pay for giving people free crap in the form of health care? Because none of it's free. Didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Lots of glaring errors last night. And before I forget, the voter's guide is live this morning. People have been asking about this. I finally got all of my facts and links together yesterday, and Tricia was kind enough to put it up on the website this morning. So go to the webpage there, 971talk.com/Cox. We'll put a link to it up on Facebook. You'll be able to find my take on the Missouri side of the river. And I focused on that because it's more my area of expertise. Annie has posted something similar for the Illinois side of the river. She lives over there. She's more familiar with some of those issues. Although I'm a no on their fair tax, she knows some of the candidates and issues a little better in Illinois. But the Missouri Voters Guide is up there, including my explanation of why it's very difficult to figure out which judge to support and which not. There must be 15 judges on the ballot up for retention, which means they've been appointed to the bench, and every few years you have to ask the voters if they want to retain this judge. Well, how do you as a layman know that?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a link to a rating system that's been set up, a judicial review committee in the state of Missouri. Problem is, all of them got an okay rating. Nobody got a negative rating by this group. So you can go in and read what jurors and lawyers said about these judges if that's important to you. Just wanted to explain that. But Amendment 1, Amendment 3, there are a couple of tax increases on the ballot in the city of St. Louis. There's a residency issue on the ballot in the city of St. Louis. All of these things are in the voter's guide. I explain Amendment 1. I explain Amendment 3 and why you need to vote yes on Amendment 3. All of that's in there. So go use it and vote accordingly, please. Let me get to David here on line one. David, good morning.
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask you, how come you're always defending Donald Trump, you know, whenever it comes to our Second Amendment? Whenever, heck, we, you know, face more attacks under him than Obama.
On the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, right now we're under attack. I think the ATF is trying to reclassify stocks.
Like ammo?
No, stocks as in bump stocks or gun stocks or what?
Stocks. You know, shouldering your stock. You know, for pistols. You know, for AR pistols.
Okay.
I know you probably don't own one of them. I called before about, you know, the bump stocks, and you were like, well, I don't even care. I don't even own a bump stock. So, obviously, I mean, it's okay for him to step on our Second Amendment, but you keep saying he defends it.
No, the bump stock was a completely ridiculous knee-jerk reaction to ban something that makes no difference.
Our Second Amendment. I mean, he said whenever he was...
Wait a minute, David, I'm going to stop you there. There is no way you can compare a couple of decisions by the ATF under the Trump administration to the fact that people like Beto O'Rourke and the folks on the hard left, including Kamala Harris, want to ban entire types of weapons, of assault rifles and all that. So it's not this is not even a question. There's no comparison. David, there's no comparison. David, there's no comparison to how the Trump administration's handled these things as compared to how the other side would handle these things. No comparison.
But he said he supports red flag law.
What do you think? What do you think, David? What do you think Joe Biden supports?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does matter. Why, David? Stop yelling at me. Why are you trying to knock down the president of the United States, who's done far more to protect your Second Amendment rights versus this group of people on the left, David, who want to ban magazines, who want to take away AR-15s?
Name one good thing that he's done.
I can't do it. I don't understand.
Does he really think it's going to be better under a Biden administration?
Do you think?
That's what I don't understand, and he won't answer the question.
It's going to be better.
No, it will clearly be worse, and not voting is not going to help anything. You are setting yourself up to have something worse. Like, don't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Let Biden get elected and see how you feel about it then. Call
Thank
back.
You.
Let's
Thank you.
See what happens.
I agree completely. Andrew, good morning.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to, correct David. So, yeah, the ATF is looking at the classification of short-barreled rifles with the braces, not the stocks. Big difference. But that was kind of done something underneath Trump's radar there, and he's actually looking into reversing that. As far as I've read, I believe it was. Oh, I don't remember now. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember. But I did read that the other day.
Yeah. Well, to the point that Trisha and Denisha said, do you really think this would be better under Barack? Joe Biden or even under Barack Obama, Biden administration, when they wanted to reinstate the assault weapons ban, the so-called assault weapons ban. And Kamala Harris has specifically said she would ban certain semi-automatic rifles. She would limit magazine capacity. They would appoint Beto O'Rourke as the gun czar in this country, mm-hmm. who's flat out told you that, hell yes, he's going to take your guns away.
We
know what these folks are going to do.
Exactly. Yeah, and even Trump's even mentioned he is for nationwide concealed carry as well. So if you get it in the state of Missouri, it doesn't matter what the state of Illinois says. It's good for all the states. That way you don't have people accidentally making a wrong turn going into Jersey, and then next thing you know, they're in jail for a few years. So, he's pushing on a lot of things for the Second Amendment.
Andrew, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Thank mm-hmm. you for listening. This is an important point. That's why you have to look beyond the candidates. I mean, even if you don't like what Donald Trump says or looks like sometimes or sneers at the media or what, you got to look at the bigger issue here. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. Jake, Rick, hold the line. We'll get to your calls in a minute.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think so. I think Anchorman kind of sums up our call from David earlier. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about the guy and the bump stock thing, and then I want to talk a little bit about the debate last night. But let's start off with the guy that sounds like Biden during the debate that was stuttering about bump stocks. Bump stocks were trying to be where the Obama administration was trying to get rid of those. And the reason why they were trying to get rid of those is because of all these shootings that were going on. That's the only reason why they were trying to get rid of those. And they finally did it during the Trump administration. So that was happening way before Trump. Now, as for last night's debate, everybody needs to take a good look at what Joe said last night. He's not only wanting to defund police and military, but now he wants to defund our oil companies too. Because he said it last night, talking about defunding the oil. Why? Because he wants solar and these windmill things. Trump caught him on that last night, and he said it. Ooh, you just said something major. He called him last night saying something. that Joe realized he screwed up and publicly announced it, he's going to defund the oil. So Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Pennsylvania need to take a good look at this, because this is what we're headed for, a lot of defunding of things that we really need.
My oil. Guess is with whatever money the president has left in this campaign, ads will be built around those statements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then the funny part was last night when he said, oh, well, I was only somebody only donated like $43,000 or $75,000
the average
to my campaign. Yeah. I'm like, seriously, where was all the other money coming from?
Yeah. He had a number of big time donors who donated hundreds of millions of dollars, and including the former mayor of New York, Bloomberg. I mean, he didn't give it directly to Biden. He's created these political action committees, unassociated with the Biden campaign, that can spend unlimited amounts of money. And that's exactly what Trump was talking about. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call.
You have a good day, Mark.
Yes,
thanks.
Sir. Yeah, I appreciate that. 314-241-9797. Mark Lotter from the Trump campaign is going to join us coming up next. Bet he knows a thing or two about those new ads that are about to get rolled out. A little later, we got Stacey Washington, J.J. Carafano, and Annie Fry. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.